Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday night, Friday, February the 27th, 2026, 17 minutes past the hour. Last Friday in the month of February. March comes in on Sunday. You know what's in it? I was just thinking about that. Thunderbolt, if you missed the first hour, you really missed something. The legendary Thunderbolt Patterson called in and said happy birthday. That was nice. I always appreciate the birthday salutations. But it made me think it's been now just about 2 years since the Hall of Fame with Thunderbolt Patterson. And then I was just thinking, Sunday is the 32nd anniversary of Mary Ellen being sworn in as Treasurer of the United States. So it is 2 years ago tomorrow that we did the school bits, tomorrow and Sunday.
Well, that's nice.
2 years.
You would do them again.
Well, on the 40th.
That's good.
We'll be there.
I'm excited.
Well, I'm telling you, it's been, what a year that, what a couple months that was. That was just, phew, news.
That was a, yeah, busy time.
Had the eclipse going on, had the Hall of Fame going on, had the Mary Ellen anniversary going on. Just couldn't stay out of the newspapers during that time.
That was a good time.
Was a lucky time, lucky life, still is.
Busy time.
Still, it was a busy time. Nobody slept for about a month or two during that whole thing. You know, I look back on that and I think, God, that was unbelievable.
It was worth it, yeah, yeah.
But it was fun.
Yes.
Went to New York.
New York,
Well, that was
New York is
issue for you. Still have never heard the shows from those because Carrington ran off and don't know where they went, but I talked to her today, by the way. We had a little message exchange.
You could just get them from her. I don't know what good
I asked her at one point. I think she's holding out or something. I don't know what she's doing.
I don't know what good it would be to play them at this point, I guess.
Well, they're interesting.
Well, I guess, yeah.
But, yeah, we talked today. She appears every so often, and she'll send, like, 7 or 8 messages, and I'll have to, like, read them and go back. Like, she was commenting on Groundhog Day today. She was commenting on Groundhog Day. She was commenting on something else that we had done. I forget. But, you know, typical. Typical her. I was talking about her this morning. It was like one of those serendipitous things.
She heard.
She must have. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Hey, one of our listeners, Mary, her birthday is Sunday, March the 1st, 73. Well, happy birthday, Mary.
Yes, happy birthday.
73, that's not bad at all.
That's pretty good, yeah.
I think, you know, age is a good thing. You learn.
Yeah, I mean, the longer you're alive, the more chance you've had to have, you know, experience.
You'll have to celebrate with a glass of wine, Mary. Will you be watching Adam on the Chicago shows on Wednesday on the NBC television network? By the way, next Friday, you got to plug this thing tonight, Kroger, $100 gift card will be giving away next Friday morning. And we thank Kroger for that. By the way, Meatless Fridays for Lent at Kroger.
Meatless Fridays.
Yeah, I think that's good.
I guess, yeah.
You have to cater. Did you know that there are 53 million Catholic adults in the United States of America?
No, but it fits. Actually, I don't know. That's a lot of Catholics. I didn't think there were that many Catholics in the United States.
53 million.
That's a lot of
Kroger's got their hand on the pulse there. I think that's great.
Yeah, that's good.
You have to cater to people. And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Okay, well, we've got the Marion news today that the mayor sent out a 2-page letter yesterday explaining what he's going to do to the city, how he's going to get us through our financial crises.
They got a lot of work to do. I mean, that's not a very big chunk of a very big sum of money that's not there.
Oh, by the way, I had to go today to the Bureau of Motor Vehicles. and not only get my tags renewed, but I had to go and get my driver's license renewed. And that place is busy. Busy, busy, busy.
I always go to the one in Mount Gilead because it is not busy.
Oh, every chair was full in there today. But they move pretty fast. I got to say, they move pretty fast. But do you know that when you get a driver's license now, they do not give you a driver's license?
Yes.
Why have they taken away? What is so special about the driver's license now? Apparently, you don't get them for a month.
As a matter of fact, I had to buy my driver's license twice because I got them the first time. They never came in the mail, so I had to go back, and then they were like, well, you have to pay for a replacement. I was like, I never got the first one. Why am I paying for a replacement?
Well, there's a number on there to call if you don't get it.
They told me to go back to the B&B.
Well, that's why you don't go to these little places. So anyway, I just don't know why they can't make them there. They used to make them.
I think it's like a cost-saving measure.
Anyway, but they give you back your old license now, which they used to shred. Now they give you back the old one.
You're supposed to use it with your paper ID.
Who can't? For what?
Well, I mean, alcohol, tobacco, anything you get.
I don't know.
For.
And now they ask you, is this picture okay? They never used to do that. You got one shot, and they took the picture, and that was it. Now they actually show you the picture, and they go, okay. Like the girl in front of me, they took it like three times. It looked exactly the same every time.
Well, I feel like that's how it is every time we take pictures.
Like no, we put different things in the pictures.
Well, no. I don't mean like with the ones we post. I just like... Just like we take the same picture like a billion times, and then you pick just like a random one that looks the same as all the others.
Yeah, but I think she was trying to look good because a driver's license is good for 4 years.
Oh, well, mine's good for 8 years. I bought the extended.
Who looks at it? I don't pull out the driver's license. Oh, look at that picture.
Yep. I use it to, you know, as ID when needed.
They're very nice there, though. I have to say they were very nice.
They usually are.
Sometimes.
Well, I've never had any problem with the BMV people.
I passed, and again, I'm very proud of this, I passed the eye test again without glasses.
I also passed my eye test without glasses.
So I feel good. Line 5, if you can read line 5, you're in good shape.
Yep.
Line 5 is pretty big, so that's...
Yeah, yep.
I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing.
Well, I mean, you know, I was a little concerned because I'm pretty rough in my left eye, so... I was concerned that I was going to fail, but I got it, so we're cool, we're cool.
I think mine is the right eye.
I lost my glasses, so I need to go get a new pair.
And I definitely saw the light going off, you know,
let us know when you see a light.
So there you go. But that was an interesting experience today. Expensive. They do take credit card now. They didn't used to do that for a long time.
Why?
I don't know. They just didn't. They had like an ATM machine in there that you could go over and...
withdraw money.
You know, Mary Ellen had the license bureau for a while.
Yes, she actually, I think she has said that it's a good first place to start because your name's on everything.
But now I don't know who has the license bureau in Marion. I don't know.
Well, apparently their name's not on everything anymore.
In any event, there you go. So it was an interesting day today to go down there. Oh, and today, now this is very interesting. I can't talk too much about this because it's an off-the-record conversation. But I got a message today from a very well-known Republican.
Very cool.
Very well-known Republican who wanted me to do something, wanted me to interview somebody, a matter of fact, and I honor off-the-record conversations, so I'm not going to say who it was or, you know, what we got a lot deeper than just interviewing somebody. But I thought, isn't it interesting that well-known Republicans don't seem to have the perception, because we talked about this morning, that I have some kind of political leaning. The people who've actually been on the show, well-known people, they don't have that leaning. It seems to be only the locals who have that belief.
Well, like I said this morning, I mean, if I was, I guess this morning I used the example of far right, so I guess tonight I'll use far left. So if I was as far left as you could go, everything's going to look conservative to me.
Right, and I think that's what happens.
So, I mean, you know.
Because if to some people it would be unthinkable that this person and I would be having a that they would reach out to me of all people, to try to get somebody booked on the show.
And I don't know, it still doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, because you do get all the time that people who say that, like, oh, you always have the Democrats on. I mean, you had on Vivek Ramaswamy, you had on Keith Faber, you had on...
Putsch?
Yeah, you had on Casey Putsch, you had on Ramaswamy, you had on Wesley Davis, Ben Weber, Stephen Wolf.
Jason Schauber.
Yeah, Jason Schauber, obviously. Aaron Rollins comes on.
Mark Davis.
Yes, Mark Davis. Like...
Prater.
I mean, it just...
Twyla.
It doesn't make any sense to me, really.
DeWine.
Oh, yes, DeWine. I forgot about DeWine. DeWine's a lot shorter than I thought he was.
I just don't... It's, you know, I learned that it doesn't matter anymore. Because people are going to believe what they're going to believe. But people know they're getting a fair shake, and that's why they come on. It's just the rare, odd occasion that somebody feels they're not getting a shake. And if people actually knew what people I really liked and really did not like, it's a mix. But it's that way with celebrities, too.
I don't know that I've met too many people that I dislike.
There was one in here a couple weeks ago.
As far as, like, politicians, I guess. The majority of them seem likable.
Well, most of them, it's not their personality that you dislike. It's the way they operate. Mostly it's operational. That's nothing. Personality, you don't get to know them that well.
Well, I know, but I guess, you know, based on the limited interactions I've had with these people.
First of all, you know the thing about Mary Ellen that I think, that people actually count her. Like, she's a political guest. Like, I bring her, Mary Ellen, come on, because we want to push a liberal agenda here. Come on, Mary Ellen, come on. Good Lord. I mean, now how insane must that thinking be at this particular point?
I mean, she still gives endorsements and things, and she's the honorary chair of... the one man's campaign.
Seth Walsh.
Yes, Seth Walsh, his campaign.
No, I'm just saying, if you live in Marion, Ohio, the most famous person you're going to get to do your show, who actually lives local, if you get Mary Ellen Withrow to be a regular on your show, you go, oh, no, don't do that.
Yeah, I mean, why would
No. Please don't be a regular. I mean, why would anybody turn that down? You'd have to be insane.
I think she's probably the... I don't know if famous is the word, but it works.
Name one other person.
She's the most famous person in Marion.
Name one other person in Marion, Ohio, living today, who's here, who's got a Wikipedia page, who has been on the national scale for anything. So why would you turn down that person... I mean, that is the funniest example to me. Now, you can nitpick on local politics, but probably if you would look at the local politician I've had on the most, it's probably Jason Schauber.
Yeah, I'd agree to that.
Republican. But people don't see that. And if you look at...
And even after him, I think the second most local person is probably going to be Aaron Rollins.
Probably. Probably Aaron Rollins. So, again... You know, what's the push? You know, it's the bias of the audience, which is okay. You learn that after a while. Whatever.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, nobody's going to like, or you're never going to get do something that 100% of people like.
No, and I'll tell you what. If everybody loves your interviews, you're doing bad interviews. I guarantee you that. If everybody loves them, they're bad. Because you want to ask tough questions. You want to ask difficult questions. So you want people to say, oh, you know, that's my guy. You went after my guy. But you want it on both sides. And it's interesting because that has happened.
Well, yeah, as of recently, didn't somebody say that the local Democratic Party, somebody in the local Democratic Party said to not come on your show because
yes.
You're Republican?
Yes. a very high ranking person in the Democratic Party. So I have been told, now see, this is where you, I think, perfect parody. I have been told that a high ranking Democrat, local Democrat, got up during a meeting and said, don't go on his show, he's a Republican. And I have heard many times that a high-ranking Republican got up at the Republican meetings and says, don't go on his show, he's a Democrat. So, there you go.
And that's how you do it.
And that's how you want it. That's exactly how you want it. I don't know. I mean, and you know, you look at things like, in the last year, I look at, like, Mary Ellen's birthday party. Governor Taft was there. Heather Hill was there. Think about that. In the same room with Governor Strickland and David Pepper. Think about that.
You know, Governor Todd, I don't know much about the guy, but he gave a good speech there.
Think about that. You had two former governors there. One a Democrat, one a Republican. You had two people involved in gubernatorial campaigns. Heather Hill, who ran in the Republican primary, running as an independent, and David Pepper, who went on to be the lieutenant governor candidate with Amy Acton. So, I mean, and everybody got along. Everybody took pictures together. Everything was fine.
Yeah, Ted Strickland and Governor Taft.
Friendly.
Governor Strickland and Governor Taft. Yeah,
very friendly.
Yeah, friendly people.
So that, and then you have, you know, it's just, most things are like that in life. Most things are not, you know, hardcore this and hardcore. If you're hardcore, if you believe that somebody's really out to get you, you're a little paranoid.
I think one time somebody told me that they didn't think paranoia was a bad thing, and I think paranoia is, like, by definition a bad thing, because it's, like, unwarranted caution.
Well, of course it is. But again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And think about the brown jug. Here comes Governor DeWine greeting Mary Ellen with a hug. You know, again,
I mean, when
Democrat, Republican, probably don't agree on a whole lot.
I mean, in Governor Taft's speech, he said that if Mary Ellen did end up running for governor, he probably wouldn't have ever been governor.
Yes, and he's the only person who brought her a gift. He brought her a Sacagawea, and he drove the furthest. He came up from Dayton that night. So, you know, I mean, this is how it should be, but it's not.
We can get back to it.
Well, I don't know why people are slash and burn. I don't know.
Well, nobody comes out of it looking good, because then it just becomes mudslinging, and nobody ends up clean.
You know, if you can't get over by knocking your opponent, then they just knock the media, and it all looks stupid. It all looks suspicious in the end, and you got to live with yourself. I mean, you know what you're doing when you're doing that nonsense.
Yeah, I would say so.
So, you know, you can try to play around and act like you don't know what you're doing, but you do. And you have to live with that.
Well, I mean, do they think that the other person's not going to, like, sling something back at them?
Well, some people do, some people don't. But I, you know, it's what you can take. What is your moral compass? Do you think that that's the way to operate? If you don't think that's the way to operate, you're not going to operate like that.
Well, it would seem to me that not operating like that is a way to lose a campaign right now.
That's why I would not be a good politician. Because I do not. Name-calling, to me, is silly. I am not going to do that. Even if I know stuff about you, I'm not going to do it. Because it seems to me like getting on a low level.
See, I mean, now I would assume that the presidential or the vice presidential debate, was just kind of to dial back some rhetoric, because it was very cordial, and that's how debates were run forever.
Yeah, that's what you want.
Yes.
I don't understand.
I loved that debate. That was great.
If you have to throw somebody under the bus to get somewhere, I don't know what that says about you.
Yes, if the only thing you can do is attack my policy, obviously your policy is not very strong.
Well, no, if I look back at anything I ever accomplished, it was never by throwing somebody else under the bus to get there. I can honestly say that. So, that's a good thing.
Well, I'd say so.
I mean, I'm trying to think of anybody that I've ever criticized publicly and continuously. I don't think there's anybody. You can find some good in anybody.
Yes, I'd agree. I mean, I think that's a fairly simple concept.
And I think I would rather concentrate on the good parts of people than the bad parts.
I think you got to be aware of the bad parts.
Oh, yeah, you're aware that people have bad parts. But, again, what's your motive in attacking them? If your motive is slimy, you know it's slimy. So, you have to live with that.
I never really understood the, like insulting people. It doesn't make a, like, what do you gain out of it? You're just going to get insulted back, most likely.
I don't think you do that, because I think, again, you can, and then you just get into a fight back and forth, yep. Blah, 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 blah. To me, that's boring.
Like, I mean, I've definitely said that, I insult my friends, but my friends insult me. It's like banter.
What's different when you're doing it with your friends?
Yeah, and you don't ever, like, and it's never genuine, like, you know, it's always just, jokingly kind of thing. You gotta poke fun at them.
Yeah, I think it's fun.
Other than that, I think you should be cordial. I don't think that in public you should be bashing people, especially people you do not know.
No, I don't think you should bash people you don't know. I think you should bash the people you know a lot, very well. Your friends.
Yes. Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, you could even give constructive criticism. Odds are you recognize some problem with your friends.
Oh, yeah, but I think you should do that in private.
Oh, obviously, you don't... Yes. Praise in public, criticize in private.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah. But, well, unless you have a show.
Unless you have a show.
Unless you have a show,
and then
you criticize.
You need stuff to talk about.
You need material. And you don't want to make it up, so then you just criticize in public as well.
Fair enough.
But you don't hit the real sensitive subjects. You know, I've never made light of anybody's serious problems.
Well, why would you?
Yeah, why would you?
I don't see. There's no benefit.
Oh, some people do. Some people like that.
There's no benefit to it. I think it makes you look bad.
Yeah.
Why would I do something that makes me look bad? Well, why would I do something that I know would make me look bad at the very least? I mean, you do things that make you look bad because unintentional, I suppose.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, well, yeah, I don't know. It's interesting how people treat each other. Society. Everybody's got their own mind. What
society is fascinating.
I think that's why philosophy and sociology and psychology are interesting.
My three favorite subjects. Well, and history. I guess you could throw history in there.
Well, you know, people operate for different reasons. People have different agendas all the time.
I'd agree.
That's why politics has gotten so ugly. The agenda used to be to do the best you could. Now it's just to survive.
I think politics is interesting now. I mean, a lot of people, I think, vote how they want to vote. Like... people in office. Aren't you supposed to vote how your constituents want you to vote? Isn't that kind of the job there?
I don't think people do.
I mean, I don't know. I guess I understand to some extent. I mean, they campaign on issues that they want to fix. But I mean, like, if people in your region are, like, overwhelmingly saying, hey, don't do that, and then you're like, well, I think we should do it, and then you do it anyways, that's... why?
I don't know. I think it's bad.
Well, I'd agree. I mean, I don't think you're exactly doing your job. You're supposed to represent the people of your district, or your state, or your country.
Right. I think that's what you're supposed to do, but that's not necessarily what happens.
I think that's largely not what happens.
No, and isn't that sad?
Well, I think that voter bases have kind of died off. I mean, I think there was a time in which, you know, you could kind of argue with whoever you wanted to argue with because the people in your district or state, you know, they liked you. So, I mean, so long as they backed you, it didn't really matter who in the federal government didn't like you because you had your you know, the voter base. So, I think that somehow managed to flip.
I see, I don't know. It's all kind of strange to me.
I think we should get back to, like, grassroots campaigning. What happened to the grassroots campaigning?
I have no idea. I think now you have to play to... Don't you think people play to the media now? The big media outlets like Fox News and MSNBC. I think they know they're going to be dragged through the mud if they do something that is not what the party wants them to do.
Didn't
like, you
MSNBC
can't compromise.
Recently changed their name?
Yeah, MS Now, I think, is what it's called. Something like that.
But anyway, what were you saying? Sorry.
No, I think that's what happens.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I don't know. I mean, those are just where the viewership is, I guess. I don't know. I don't know exactly why. I suppose it's that way, but they tends to be that way. It seems.
Well, it does.
I don't know, a lot of the times, it seems like they try to like work the media, like I don't know what the word would be. Handle, maybe.
Well, I just think if you vote opposite of the way that your party wants you to vote, that you'll be taken to task on those shows now. That didn't used to happen.
Well, why? I don't know why it would happen.
It does.
I don't watch I read my news. Yes. I don't watch the news, but I don't know why you bash them for voting against the party. I mean, I'd rather you vote the way you feel as opposed to just sticking with the party. I'd rather you listen to the constituents, honestly, but voting with the party is not... it's groupthink. I'd rather independent thinkers.
Go ahead, caller.
I guess I'm like Terry or Ted, Scott, just younger and better looking. That is, I call multiple times.
Okay, what's on your mind, Adam?
A different topic altogether. Not a happy topic, but you might have heard of the death of a outstanding singer and piano player today.
Did you hear about that? Yes, I did see that.
Were you a Neil Sedaka fan like I am?
You know, no, not really. Honestly, I can't think of a song that I really... I mean, I've heard of his songs, but I never really was a big fan, no.
You know, he wrote Love Will Keep Us Together, one of the biggest hits of the 70s.
Right.
Yeah, I was saddened to hear. I mean, he was older, obviously, but he was doing stuff on Cameo. Certainly he was plugging that he could write songs for people, which was pretty cool. And I didn't know of any health issues, but again, somebody is older. Things can happen, but I'm very saddened. Great talent. And just thought I would make a little tribute. I imagine our listenership, many of these people are older. I would imagine we have many Sedaka fans in the audience. So... Those who might not have heard, it's very sad news today, but a long life which has influenced many musicians and will continue to do so.
Yep, absolutely. One of the legendary guys, but you know, we all got to go sometime.
So, Matthew, what do you think about my venture into this other aspect of show business? Do you have any thoughts, or do you not care, or kind of wonder if you had any thoughts about it?
Well, I mean, no, I think it's interesting. I mean, it's something I've never done. I like to hear about things I've never done. You know, I don't know. It's never something I've really thought about, truth be told. I mean, I understand that extras do a lot, but, or, like, there are
yeah,
a lot of
it's
extras.
Really, there is a bit of creative license, and you know me, I'm a bit of a natural ham, so to speak. And, again, it's a balance between what, the production staff wants you to do, what the scene's about, and what will fit in well, as you're supposed to blend in. But, I mean, it adds a lot of atmosphere, and that's also, I think, another reason why the shows have done well, because it is realistic. It doesn't seem quite as scripted as shows like ER. Not that ER wasn't a great program, but it does seem a bit more natural. Same thing with Shawshank. You really felt like it took place. I mean, it took place in Maine, but everybody knew it was filmed in Mansfield, so it did have that. It had that aura, which only came from the realism of where it was being filmed.
How long is your tenure gonna be, or does it, or is it just like indefinitely until they one day just say, "Hey, don't come back. We don't need you anymore."
Yeah. Really, honestly, Matt, though, it's typical of anything in show business, and you know, Scott certainly would probably know. You never really know. You never really know what you'll be used for, and in what role. I would, you know, and I've discussed this with a lot of my colleagues who, you know, some of which have been doing this 10, 12 years or more. And obviously, if they keep requesting you back, then they know that you're reliable. But sometimes needs change. And, you know, they want, you know, it's like, you don't have to be good looking, be a glamorous movie star. They just want regular people, people you would see on the streets. And I guess at least to somewhat of an extent, I look like that, which I guess is a bit surprising because I know more for my voice. But you know, I'm not going to complain at all. But they do look for reliability. For example, on Monday, our reporting time is 6 a.m. Now that is Central Time, but I'm kind of used to being in Central Time, and that's not the time I wake up. That's the time we have to be at what we call the holding room, where they serve us breakfast, and we check in and we get an orientation from our assistant director. Not we have to park, go through security. They have an airport type security, etc. So I'm getting up quite a bit before 6 a.m. So I'm not a morning person, but I've got used to it because this is such an exciting opportunity. I'll learn to be a morning person. If it's that exciting, I will. And so in that respect, somebody reliable, we have a good attitude and be professional, and I think as much as I like joke around and have fun, I'm professional all the way. I think you and Scott can confer with that, and that helps also. And I think I do a good job. And they did call me back for this set of episodes, so we'll see. But that's pretty much the experience that all the extras have. But they, you know, they also want new faces. But it's good to have people that are reliable, because no matter how exciting the opportunity is, not everybody is going to want to get up, spend 10 or 12 hours in a place with some surprises and a lot of waiting, and do it all with a good attitude. And you have to get in the right mindset. So I would think in that regard, that'll certainly help. But a lot of it, and I think Scott could also confer, no news is good news. If they don't tell you that you're doing something wrong, you're in the way, you've broken a rule, and they just go ahead and go about the business. You do what you're told to in the scene while putting in some of your own flavor. That's probably good. So we shall see. You know, never hurts to go into a different type of career that's still related to what you've done before at any stage of life. And I just kind of fell into this, but you know, I kind of fell into being a landlord, and I did that for a long time, and I'm still doing it, although not as much as I was doing it. So that's kind of how life is, Matt. It takes turns. I think you can certainly identify. You kind of fell into radio. You had an interest in it, which is very commendable, because most people your age don't even know what a radio is. And you're falling in, and you fell into it. You're still doing it after 2 years, and you're loving it, and you're improving every day. So I think you can kind of identify with that also.
And we'll have to watch the program on Wednesday.
Yeah, I was looking at the ratings. There's some program I hadn't heard of, Scott, that's like number one among scripted NBC programs, but the next four, actually, MED is actually now number two. And there are, and these, and then like MED, Fire, and PD are like 2, 3, and 4. And then Law and Order is actually lower rated, which is kind of intriguing. But yeah, bottom line is,
well, it's been going on for like 45 years.
I'm sure we have listeners who watch the programs, and so please do watch them. And if you know what Adam looks like, feel free to play Find Adam, and that'll be kind of a fun thing to do. Hopefully I can do it, because, again, I'm working Wednesday, so whenever I get home, the TV is coming on. But if not, I'll watch it on delay.
Well, that's interesting. So Wednesday night, 8 to 11 on NBC.
Again, I'd like to hear from any Neil Sedaka fans also, if they want to call. I'm sure our demographic being a little bit older, I'm sure we have plenty of Neil Sedaka fans, and any remembrances of favorite songs, I wouldn't mind hearing them. So, okay, boys, that's all I had for you, and I will talk to you later.
All right, have fun, Adam. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And make sure to catch Adam's show on Wednesday night, 8 to 11 on NBC. That's very interesting.
I agree, yes.
So coming up tonight on your show.
Coming up tonight, I am going to be joined by Adam Lee. We are going to be discussing the State of the Union, and if that doesn't take up the full show, then it's been a while since he's been on, so we'll probably just get his general feelings on how things have been going.
What do you think it's going to be?
What do you mean?
What do you think his opinions are going to be?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think that. He's probably not, you know, overly thrilled. I don't know really how he feels about Trump, really.
Now, has he been on since the election?
I think so.
It's been a while since you've had a guest.
It has, yes.
Well, that's good. Thank goodness it won't be one of those sports-related whatever you do.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what half of that is.
Change it up.
Well, you know, I don't know what half of that is. Coaching carousel.
Well, the coaching carousel is pretty good. I mean, there's still...
Did it come to an end? Is it all over? The coaching carousel over?
Pretty much. I mean, there's still, like, you know, offensive assistants and things like that. But, I mean, for the most part, all the head coaching jobs and whatnot have been filled, I do believe.
That's fascinating.
Yep.
Well, I'll make sure to write that down. Get all that information.
And even if they haven't been filled, I haven't paid much attention to the coaching carousel.
And you'll have to remember, next Friday, $100 giveaway, Kroger gift card.
It's a lot of groceries.
8 a.m. to 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Friday morning. That'll be very, very good. I'm excited for that.
It's going to be a long day of giveaways. Well, a long
day. I don't know what will happen. There might be some interviews in there.
What game are we going to...
I don't know yet. I don't know. I don't know that next Friday aligns with anything, so I'm not sure. I don't know. Guess we'll find out when next Friday comes.
As it were. Or as it works. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting, though. I think, you know, people need groceries now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, prices keep going up.
So what was your overall take on the State of the Union? I don't know that you said. A little preview of next hour.
I mean, I think he did a lot of lying. I mean, you know, he said a lot of things that I don't think are 100% true. He praised a lot of people. He didn't really give much of a speech, I don't think. It was really more like praising people. I mean, he praised Marco Rubio. He praised a National Guardsman. He praised a World War II veteran. He praised one of the Delta people who went to Venezuela. He praised a political prisoner from Venezuela. I mean, it was just a lot of that. He just kind of pointed out people for most of it.
I was
upset that the Democrats weren't standing. I can say that.
Just felt it was, the whole thing was a little off. It didn't, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of energy there, it didn't seem like. I think when you take people out of that room, because I know a lot of people did not come, it changes the energy in a way.
Well, I mean, apparently they were like opposing State of the Unions.
I don't know. And not much came of the Clintons testifying. That didn't turn into much.
Well, I don't know what they thought it was going to be. They were going to admit to everything they ever did. And, like, I don't know. You don't even know that they did.
Well, I don't know.
You don't even have any evidence. The best you got is pictures of Bill with Epstein.
Well, that's... I don't understand what these things are all about if you don't have any evidence that crimes were committed.
I mean, even if you did... I mean, like I said earlier, even if you believe that they did whatever you think they did... You think they were just going to get to the Congress and be like, yep, we did it?
You know, I wonder what it is about certain presidents that people tend to believe that they're more suspect.
Well, I mean, you know, I think that Bill Clinton definitely had a soft spot for the women.
He did.
And I think that, I mean, that definitely doesn't bode well for him, seeing as...
But, you know, if that happened today, that would be considered mild. That would not be nearly the scandal that it was in those days.
I'd agree, yeah.
I mean, the man got impeached for that. So, I mean, it's kind of a quaint time now. You're like, oh, isn't that cute? You got impeached for that. You know, with the things going on today, that seems mild.
That is crazy.
See, that used to be a big deal in politics. That was like, wow.
Well, I mean, you know, I think that the standards definitely fell at this point.
But, you know, they were after the Clintons from day one. They got investigated the entire time he was president. They were always investigating them.
You ever watch South Park?
I've seen it.
There's an episode of South Park where I don't they're like lowering the bar, and the bar it's like a physical bar that's at like the bottom of Mariana's Trench.
The bar definitely has been low. You know, the 90s, you know, as you look at it, the 90s was the last decade. Maybe the early 2000s, I don't know. But the 90s was really the last decade of you could still like naivete, you know. Not everybody had a phone. Not everybody had a camera. Not everybody had all this stuff. So you could still be anonymous in a certain way. People were still. Society had not taken a turn.
Well, I don't think all the technology you have has exactly been great for the general public. But it's done a lot of good in science and, you know, warfare and things like that, but I don't think it's done a whole lot of good for the general public.
No, but it's crazy to think. I mean, even in the late 90s, if there was something on television, you would still have appointment television. You know, the DVR had really not been invented. You still had to watch that show at that time. VCRs were still a thing. That's the only way you could watch a show if you had not seen it. There was no Netflix. There wasn't any of that. It was still a different time.
Well, I remember when Netflix, came on the scene.
Yeah, but I'm saying
at the very least when it became big. I don't know when it actually...
I mean, I remember the last episode of Seinfeld, which was in the late, I think, 98. You know, I remember nobody was on the road that night. You know, everybody was home watching that. That was a show. It was an event. That doesn't happen anymore. I can't think of an event.
Well, I mean, you can get on, I don't know, Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, Amazon Prime TV.
I think people being YouTube able to TV. Watch something anytime they want is bad. I think that has ultimately been bad for the medium. Because I think when people actually had to watch it at a certain time, it was a little more appointment-ish.
I think people were probably more organized just because of the habit of, well, if I want to watch this, I better be home at this time or it's not getting watched.
Right, but that was good because you had a shared experience. You know, if the show was on Thursdays at 9...
How many channels are there now?
Oh, infinite. But I'm saying if you both watched the same show the night before because you both had to watch it the night before, you had a shared experience on Friday morning to talk about. That really doesn't happen anymore now. There's nothing like that. That's why these events like Super Bowls and States of the Union, you don't want to watch those the next day. So, because you're afraid you're going to hear it, and then there's no point to watch it, what happened. So those are still shared experiences, but there are very few of those left. Now people are just going to do it in their own time.
Well, I mean, there's no incentive.
Right, but I don't think that that's a very good thing, but you know what? That's the way it goes. This is over tonight. Next week we'll be back with more shows. You got a show coming up next hour, State of the Union.
Yes.
So stay tuned for this night. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah. Is it how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?
I'm not, you know, they made Mrs. Garrett perfect, which was ridiculous. As I